opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
In everything that I do, I always look at myself, you know, so I look and see what I could have done better and go from there. You know, it's a long summer. It's getting old, too, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome into The Blitz. No Fred Fowler today.
Fred Fowler.
Blah, blah. I was swallowing water, and all of a sudden we were on the air.
Fred Flower. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, people used to call him Flower all the time. He never liked it. I mean, he felt it.
He's a manly man.
Felt it was kind of emasculating. Yeah,
he will not have his masculinity challenged.
Not at all. He does not play that. Welcome to The Blitz.
Thank you.
You can get in touch with us at some point if you like. You know the way. 713-780-ESPN on Twitter. At Degenerates 975, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero instead of an O, at Jerome Solomon subbing in. Got a busy show today. Got a couple of guests. My man Mark Spears from ESPN's The Undefeated will come in and talk about, you know, whatever news is going on in the NBA today.
Beth Lighting. News.
I've never been in when Beth was in, so I guess I get to play the creepy guy on. That's Fred's role, right?
Yes.
Just to sit there and make creepy remarks.
Now, Fred is actually...
he tries to act innocent in those times. What's gotten into him?
I think he's intimidated by Beth. I think, like, early on, he thought he would just be, like, real hard about it. But then, like...
He was almost completely silent last couple of times.
He's
worried about it.
He's real nervous that she's going to try to put something inside of him or you know, make him dress up like a... Like
you know, they can't do that to you unwillingly.
Right, but she's
maybe that's why he's worried.
That's the thing.
That he'd be talked into something, talked into doing something that he really wants to do.
It could happen.
Not much going on today, actually. I mean, there's the Phil Jackson thing in New York.
Yeah,
I guess
that's probably, minor.
Is that minor?
Yeah, that's minor.
Astros play tonight.
I think the thing that happened with the Knicks was they were like, holy crap. What's going to happen? We're going to get rid of our two best players and somehow get better? Maybe we should get rid of this guy instead.
Let's go another route.
Yeah, and I think it's the right move. Like, listen, I understand you wanted to move on from Carmelo, and I think you've seen what you are when Carmelo's leading your team, and it's not a championship contender. I mean, it's not even a playoff team. But in Phil Jackson's entire reign with the Knicks, he's done one thing right. There's been one good move made by the Knicks in that time.
And he didn't even want to do that, apparently.
And apparently it was an accident. They drafted Kristaps Porzingis. And everyone booed them. They thought it was so stupid. And then it turns out, hey, wait, the Knicks did something right here.
And he's trying to get rid of
that
guy.
And then he's trying to be like, oh, no. I don't want anything going right around here. We got to get rid of that guy, too. Finally, they were like, all right, let's move on.
People in charge of professional franchises, let's take a look at the ones here in Houston.
Yes.
We have one over in a downtown stadium who is trying his darndest to trade for a $20 million superstar.
Yeah.
You have another at a downtown stadium who traded for a $20 million superstar today.
Yep.
Then you've got one over on the south side who traded away his $20 million superstar and is bragging about it.
Yeah, that's odd.
Well, I guess I wouldn't say superstar might be
$20
million makes you a superstar.
Superstar position, yeah.
And a superstar salary. That's the difference in your three general managers. And I don't know if I was going to say one's in first place and the other one... I don't know if this gets them into first place, but it certainly solidifies the position where they are. It makes them better than they were, and I think that's why the Rockets trade for Chris Paul is a smart move, because it doesn't matter what you do you need to get better because there are teams better than you and still you, are. You've got it.
I'll give them this. I don't know that the Rockets. I mean, obviously, the Rockets this year were the third best team in the West. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the move they made today makes them the second best team. I don't think it makes them better than the Spurs, what they did today.
I think they beat the Spurs as constituted. If that happened, yeah. You know.
If you think if they had Chris Paul, they beat the Spurs?
And the Spurs didn't have Kawhi Leonard? Oh, yeah.
I think I think the big thing for the Rockets is the Spurs wanted Chris Paul, too.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you get a guy that you want, but you keep him away from a team that's already better than you.
And he was interested in the Spurs as well.
Yeah.
Mark Spears, who's going to come on, like I said, a little bit later on the show, talked to some of Chris Paul's people, and we'll get Mark to get into it a little bit, but I'll tell you now, he says that he was seriously interested in the Spurs, Chris Paul was, but the chance to play off the ball a little bit and share some point guards duties with James Harden was more attractive to him. So somebody looked at the Rockets and the Spurs and decided that the Rockets fit him a little bit better. The Spurs are gonna grind him down, and he was gonna be the lone sole ball handler when he's on the court at all times.
And he's also probably the third offensive option with the Spurs. Depending on what they do with LaMarcus this offseason, but you
like LaMarcus a lot better than most people do. But Chris Paul is used to being the second or third option because he does the distributing of the ball. Now he gets to the guy's a great 3-point shooter. People don't really recognize this. The guy shot, 40-something percent from three-point line. I'm sure he's around a 40% three-point shooter. He's as good a 3-point shooter as Klay Thompson and these guys are. He can do that. He's just never had to. Klay Thompson's not as good a 3-point shooter as people think he is, numbers-wise. He just lights it up when he lights it up. But Chris Paul can shoot. He's not an average 3-point shooter. He's an excellent one.
He just does
so much more.
I'm with you on Chris Paul is a good 3-point shooter, a better than advertised 3-point shooter. Better than Klay Thompson. I'll disagree.
As good as he's in that family of shooters. He's never had to just be a guy to just light it up.
Chris Paul shot 41% from three this year, which was the second time he shot over 40% from three. Klay Thompson has never shot below 40% from three in his career.
Okay.
Klay Thompson's a better three-point shooter.
Klay Thompson shot 41% from the three-point line this year, too.
Okay. He shot 43 the year before, 44 the year before that. He's a career 42% shooter.
41.9. Yeah. He can shoot. But that's all he's been, like I said, I'm not saying he's a better. I said he's in that category of really outstanding 3-point shooters.
Okay.
He was never on a team where they said, "Dude, all we want you to do is shoot threes." And with the Rockets, and the argument here is part of he's so much better of a ball player than Pat Beverly, but it's like Pat Beverly looks like a hell of a lot better 3-point shooter now in a certain system when he's asked to do that than he was in some other system.
Here are my glaring concerns when this trade's announced. And like I said, I'm not going to knock them for making a move because they're doing something. And doing something is better than trying to run the same roster back out there next year that you already know isn't good enough. So I credit them for that.
Yeah.
A couple things that are concerning. How do they – you've got two guys now who are at their best when they are dominating the ball, when they are – In control of the ball.
Well, you say that, and see, that's what I'm saying. That's not inaccurate, but when you say it like that, you make it sound like they're not good when they're not dominating the ball, and that's not true.
Well, we've never seen Chris Paul not dominate the ball.
Yeah,
the ball has always been in Chris Paul's hand his entire career.
And that's because he's so much better of a ball handler than anybody he's ever played
with. We just saw James Harden have the best season of his career statistically the first year he was the point guard and dominating the ball.
But he's in a system with there's a lot of ball.
Yeah.
There's a lot of balls to be had. There are more possessions than anyone else is out, than any other team is having. I don't think that's nearly the issue. And like okay. I said, if Chris, it's particularly Chris Paul wanting one way to extend his career is to not to be so ball dominant and not to be the guy who brings it up every darn time. And what will make it work better is the Rockets weren't able to run D'Antoni's system to top 100% because most of the time or much of the time, James is the only guy on the court that can bring the ball and do what they want to do. And sometimes he wasn't even willing to do it. Sometimes he would fall into his natural, oh, let me slow this down and bring it up thing, where now you have another option where the ball never has to stop. It never has to slow down. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I think that offense can really get to what D'Antoni imagines it being.
Let me get to my other concern. And we're already getting texts. AJ loves to poo-poo Houston teams. AJ loves to crap on Houston. I'm not crapping on what they did. I'm stating my concerns, which I think are reasonable concerns to have. Number two, Chris Paul is not he's going to be 32 years old next season, and
big whoop.
He has played 82 games a total of one time in his career, mm-hmm. and he missed 21 games last year. I mean he's missed 20 games more times in a season than he's played 80 games in a season. So yep. I mean he is not a
he gets hurt.
He is not the picture of health. Yeah. That's my second.
Pat Beverly has never played 82 games in a season.
That's fair.
Pat Beverly has actually missed more games
every game every season. So.
But Pat Beverly on the Rockets is a role player. I mean, I assume...
No, unfortunately, he was...
Pat Beverly should be a role player.
Yeah, there
now,
you go.
Well, but here's the other thing.
Like, Pat Beverly would be good to have on this team now.
Oh, it'd be
Chris
nice.
Paul
yeah.
and James Harden together, yeah.
Now, here's my last concern is... You spoke of Pat Beverly. You just traded the best defensive player you had on a team that's already bad defensively. You just traded your best defensive player and replaced him with someone who...
Chris Paul is actually a
really
better defender.
Good defensive player.
Now, hold on. I'm not saying he's a bad defender. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that someone that's 32 years old and has not improved defensively over time, but is dwindling defensively.
You know, Chris Paul and Pat Beverly played the same number of minutes a game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you traded two guys who do the same thing for your team in terms of the amount of minutes they play. They both are both got injured and missed some games, and they both, play good defense. Both first team all league defenders, but Chris Paul is just a much better player.
He's a much better player overall.
I'm not sure that Pat Beverly isn't as good as he's ever going to be. But I don't.
He's still not better than Chris Paul.
No, he's still. But I'll give you this. I'm pretty sure Chris Paul is not as good as he ever was, and is not going to get any better.
Right.
So
that's all I'm saying.
That's a given.
I'm just saying. Eventually, so, it's not like no Chris Paul is going to be a better defender for this team than Pat Beverly was.
No. But he'll be a much better.
He's a better player, no doubt. Yeah. And there were some people.
A leader too. A better leader.
Oddly enough, what I've seen from Twitter is tempered excitement from Rockets fans. And in fact, there's some people saying, oh, they gave up too much. That, I don't know that I agree with, because I don't think any of those guys that you gave up are guys that you've got to have that guy on your team to win a title.
They're not irreplaceable.
And
at all.
People say, oh, but they threw in a first-round pick. Guys, we've seen that. For NBA, first-round picks are useless unless you're getting them from the Nets or the Sixers.
Especially in that pick will be at best, it'll be 27, 28.
Yeah,
bottom of the first round.
You don't need that pick. Let him have it.
Yeah, that player won't play.
Yeah, and when's the last time the Rockets picked somebody in the first round who was useful and like it really made a difference on this team? It just doesn't happen. So let him have that pick.
Yeah, no, it's a good trade, but you have valid, legitimate concerns, and then we'll learn just how good of a teammate James Harden can be. We can learn how good of a coach Mike D'Antoni can be. By what we have now. And then there's more to come.
There's more to come. That's what I would assume.
And we'll certainly talk about that.
Because if this is the only move you make, I don't even know if I adjust the win total from last year. I don't know. I think that
And they maxed out last year.
Yeah. They got the most out of that team that they could.
Yeah.
And this year you're working in a new guy. You saw how it was even in Golden State. They had some growing pains early on when Kevin Durant worked in. And Kevin Durant's the second or third best player in the league working in. I do think there will be some time that it takes to adjust to these guys. But I think that if there's a third piece to add here, suddenly things start to get interesting around this place. And not, again, I've said this all along. I don't think there's two guys you can pull from anywhere in the league, not named LeBron, and that are going to make the Rockets better than the Warriors. But at least they're trying.
You got to get closer, as close as you can, so that when, you know, now you don't have Pat Beverly to roll up on a Warrior's knee.
No. You're going to have to find some other thug.
And that's something you got to measure in on.
Yes.
But we'll talk about, are you going to do this before we go here?
No, I got one on the other side.
Okay.
Other side.
Well, when we come back, we'll get into the other names of the other potential moves that are on the table. Daryl Morey says he's not at all done. We'll talk about who he's looking at and who's the best fit when we continue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and I can tell you about it almost as well as Fred can, because I too sleep on a Tetris mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. They take great pride in making their beds right here in Houston from all-American steel, Louisiana wood, American-made components, and American labor. It's handcrafted, custom-fitted. Unlike the competitors, they know every detail in the making of a bed just for you. And good news, you can take advantage of the biggest sale of the entire showroom floor. 25% off already low factory direct prices. And Yuval takes it very seriously. He takes the quality very seriously. He takes their sales very seriously. He wants to make sure that you are happy. And, you know, I've had a great experience with my bed. They're making sure that everybody has a great experience with their bed. Everything in the showroom, 25% off. They're already low factory direct prices. That's everything. There's no, beds. Oh, this top line bed, you can't get 20. No, all of them. Every type of bed, style, fit, now 25% off only until July 16th. American made, American pride, Texas size saving. Get a better night's sleep today. The sale ends on July 16th. That's Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation, the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. I know you guys want to join in. 713-780-ESPN will certainly get some of you guys in. But more importantly than you regular folk, I'll take someone very special. You would think a guy's on vacation would want to be bothered.
Yeah, I would. He's so much more dedicated than I am.
I don't know what's gotten into him.
He's probably on that good Canadian weed or something. I don't know what's going on. But Fred Flower joins us on the program. At least that's what Jerome called him at the beginning of the show. Fred, how are you, good sir?
I am fantastic, man. I kind of thought I was going to have a nice, quiet vacation, and unfortunately, I've been busy as hell since I got here. And although Daryl Morey probably saved my life today. Today we were going to go and fix up a dirt bike, and I was going to take it out and go jumping in the hills. And if you can imagine my 52-year-old ass on a 125, I'm lucky that this happened, because I'd probably be dead right now.
I don't think a 125 is hauling you around. But that's like,
I was going to say, how fast that's can a 125
move like a,
go?
It's going to move like a riding lawnmower.
Well, that probably keeps me from jumping too high on it, so maybe I will live. So we
jumping
shall see.
On a 125.
Wait, yeah. All right.
Yeah, all right. What are you going to ride it through a bouncy house? Hey, so what are your thoughts on Chris Paul of the Rockets?
Well, I love that they did this for a couple of reasons. One of the things AJ and I always talk about is how unlikable this team is and how hard it is to watch James Harden play basketball, even though he's very good at it. And Chris Paul is the exact opposite of that. He's fun to watch. He's a terrific player. He makes everyone around him better. And the second part of it is, another thing that AJ likes to talk about is that basically no one wants to play with James Harden. Well, Chris Paul is a guy people are going to want to play with. And I think that's going to help them quite a bit. in that regard. However, there are some negatives, as I'm sure you guys have talked about. You got two ball dominant guards. Is that going to work? And yeah, and Chris Paul is a mid-range jumper. And, of course, the Rockets treat that like kryptonite. It's three-pointers are in the paint. Now, if they use that to augment what they do, I think it'll work very well. If they try to change him into what everything else that they do is, then I don't think it'll work. And, of course, the next move is going to be critical, too, because obviously they're setting up to try to get one of these other guys. But on the surface, I love it just because it makes them more interesting.
Well, do you think this makes them any better is the real question?
Well, not yet. At this stage, I don't think it makes them – well, I mean, it's got to be an upgrade. But does it make them better than the Spurs? I don't think so. Maybe. At least they're in the conversation. But if they make another move, I think it might make them better than the Spurs. And that's really what you're looking for because, as we've talked about before, if you can be the second-best team and then you hope Durant blows a knee or something, and then you got a shot. But how much better does it make them is a real question because – what if they can't play together? What if this doesn't work? And, you know, Harden's not going to have the same season he had last year because he's not going to be controlling the ball as much. Does that make him better? It should, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to sit here right now and say this team wins 5-6 more games than it did last year.
You have the same concerns about Chris Paul from a health standpoint that I do?
Absolutely. The caveat's going to have to be the same as it was with Yao Ming. If Yao Ming's healthy, this team's really good. If Chris Paul's healthy, yeah, then there's still question marks, but at least you got a healthy Chris Paul. But that's the other big concern for me is keeping him healthy, especially at 32 years of age. And I mean, he's a guy with a lot of mileage on him, and it's real easy to see him getting hurt too. So those are all fair concerns. But from a Rockets perspective, you have to make this deal. I mean, you gave up a bunch of nothing, and you get a guy who could make you better. So I love that they did it. I have a lot of questions about it, and I want to see what they do next because if this is the team they go in with next year, you know, you're not competing with the Warriors, and I don't know if you're competing with the Spurs.
Well, I mean, yeah, realistically, this isn't the most talented team Chris Paul's played on. He's played with more talent than what he's with right now, and still not won. So it's just going to be. I think it's just a matter of how these guys mesh and if they come together really well and play together really well.
Right, and that's the million-dollar question because as much as James Harden says, hey, I want this guy on my team, is he going to be okay with not controlling the ball as much? And you're going to want the ball in Chris Paul's hands a lot because he makes everybody better. And, you know, that is a big question. But I do think if they get a third player, and by all indications they're going to try, and there are guys who want to play with Chris Paul, then I think that might take them another level. But it just depends on who it is and what they wind up giving up. I wrote about it on the site today. They basically, if you get rid of Ryan Anderson and Trevor Ariza, you have room for one more player that you can pay a lot of money. And they've also got that mid-level exception. So they can do some things here. It's just a matter of if they get them done.
I'm going to ask you this question in a second. But first, I'll comment on that real quick. The one thing that people don't seem to be factoring in here is, yeah, James will handle the ball less, but that doesn't mean he won't shoot more.
Right.
Because now he'll have somebody on the team who can actually set him up for shots. So, and I don't care what James said about enjoying all those assists, I bet he'll take some more points if those are available. Why don't you, before you go, Fred, rank them in order for us of the guys, the other move that may or may not be coming. Well, you know, obviously these things, you never know what they're going to be able to pull off. But probably what? Paul Millsap, Paul George, Blake Griffin, and Carmelo Anthony. Rank him in order.
Gordon Hayward. He's still out there.
Gordon Hayward.
Put him in order. And it's funny because I haven't really seen anything about them pursuing Hayward. I think he'd be an interesting addition to this team. I think Paul George would be the best fit because he gives you some things that you don't have. And even if he's a one-year rental, I think that's the guy that if you put him essentially where Ariza is, you've got a really interesting team next year. And I think that makes you, and I do think that might make you better than the Spurs if everything works and if Chris Paul's healthy. But the Melo stuff, I don't know how well that would work. You're taking a bunch of guys who've never been able to win and putting them together and seeing if that works. I'm not sure that there's enough basketballs for those three guys. And you know, Millsaps would be a nice piece, but I don't know how much better that makes you. So I think if they can get Paul George, I'd be a lot more excited about it than if they were to get any of the other guys. Although Gordon Hayward interests me a lot as well. I don't know, Jerome, you probably are closer to it than I have, but I haven't seen anything today linking them to Gordon Hayward. The main thing I've seen is that they're really interested in Paul George or Carmelo if he gets bought out, which he may not get bought out now that Phil Jackson's gone.
Well, I think the problem with the Paul George thing is that's a trade that would have to happen. And any assets the Rockets had that were worth trade, I mean, the Pacers aren't in a hurry to trade Paul George, I don't think. And the Rockets don't really have anything that's going to make them change their minds. But to what you said about Carmelo Anthony, a bunch of guys who can't win coming together and trying to win, I mean, none of those guys we mentioned, Blake Griffin, Paul Millsap, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, none of those guys have won. They're all a bunch of guys who have not won. So it'd still be trying to put together a bunch of guys who haven't won and seeing if they can do it. But the Bad News Bears were able to do it in the movie I saw. So
hey, that's what Boston did.
You know? That's true.
When they came up with this big three thing, yep. Those were guys who hadn't won a darn thing. And all of a sudden, it worked, you know?
No, and that's fair, and I think that's a good comparison. I think they'll get one of those guys. I just don't know which one. But if you're asking me to rank them, I understand the difficulties of trading for Paul George, and most teams are not willing to give up a ton because he's a one-year rental. But I think if you ask me to rank those guys and who I'd rather have, he would be at the top of the list. And then I would probably say Gordon Hayward. And then you're getting into – okay, can you bring in Blake Griffin, and does that make you better than what the Clippers were with Harden and Paul and Griffin? I don't know, but at least you're competitive, and I think they'd be a better team than they were last year if they get one of those guys.
Very cool. All right, man.
How about vacationing?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'm just going to play golf all day as soon as I get up and get in as many holes of golf as I can, and that hopefully. Nothing else will happen, but I also am working on a project that's going to make Jerome's other job pretty much irrelevant on the digital side. So I've been doing a lot of work on that, so that'll be coming soon.
Are you planning any jumps on the golf cart tomorrow?
I was going to say that 120, that 125 will be about as fast as a golf cart. So,
hey, I'm pretty good at souping those things up, man. So I'm looking forward to getting in there and tearing up that engine and playing around with it, but that's probably not going to happen until Friday, if at all. So, yeah, I may not be dirt biking this trip, but the golf cart will stay on the ground as long as I don't have too many beers.
All right. Good job.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, we'll dig into that. We see a bunch of you guys on the line. Hang in there. We'll go straight to your calls when we come back. We don't have anything else popping off in the next segment, so we definitely want to get into AJ and I on the other moves that the Rockets are considering, what we think is best. But Chris Paul to the Rockets, the big story of the day, no doubt about it. You can weigh in on what Fred Fowler had to say. Give us a call, 713-780-ESPN. And Chris, and that might be Chris Paul.
Well, could be.
Chris has been waiting longer than anybody else. But we'll get Chris and Ian back when we start, and Jeff and the other guys as soon as we return. This is The Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
No Fred today. Well, take that lie back. He had a Fred quickie.
A cameo. It was quick. What an airtime whore.
Well, it was 12 minutes.
I mean, who's calling in?
Is that a quickie?
What's who's calling into their own show from vacation?
What's,
I mean, who does this?
Old white people nowadays. 12 minutes of quickie.
It's six for me.
I mean, that wasn't Fred Fowler. That was Fred Flower.
That was Fred Flower.
Or Frank Flower.
Could be Frank. I do prefer Frank to Fred.
Isn't Fred just the most, you know, like meatloaf name?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Fred.
Yeah, that's like that's like somebody from I feel like that's someone from the Midwest, like in who grew up in the 80s. Like, I feel like Fred should have been Roseanne's husband's name on the show Roseanne. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the environment that I picture a Fred in.
Yeah, just plain old, you know, blue jeans hanging down, butt crack showing Fred.
AJ does crap on Houston teams. AJ has always said no superstar wants to play with Harden. We see that he was wrong, and AJ loves to fillate the Warriors. I love the Warriors because they're really good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is the difference between me and everybody else. If the Warriors traded rosters today with the Utah Jazz, I would like the Utah Jazz more than the Warriors. This is why I think most sports fans are just phonies, because all of you love James Harden right now. You all love Chris Paul now. If the Rockets traded the Mavericks rosters player for player, just a clean swap, and all the Mavericks players were here, all of you all of a sudden would be loving Dirk Nowitzki, and James Harden's a bum. Like, you guys cheer for the jerseys and not for the team. I don't care about the Warriors. I like the guys the Warriors have on their team. Mm-hmm. I like to watch these Warriors. I could care less
they
about...
They are entertaining.
I don't like Chris Mullin. I don't care about him. I didn't need to watch that guy. But this team, yeah, I like watching that.
You wasn't in the Run TMZ?
No. I did
you
like...
You missed out on some entertaining basketball.
I did. I did. But back then, I was more of it. And now, granted, if I have the option, if I'm given a fair option, I would love to cheer for my local team. When I was a kid, I loved the Rockets because I loved Dream. I mean, and I don't know how you couldn't. But the last several years, this Rockets team is, especially when it was Dwight Howard, James Harden, and Chandler Parsons, that was the hardest team for me to ever root for. It was impossible. I don't like any of those guys.
And I appreciate the fandom and crazy fans. That's without them, you know, I'd be doing something else for a living. It's very profitable that people are as nutty as they are about their teams. But I've never understood that unwavering, undying, forgive all fandom. It makes no sense to me. When sports is about entertainment first and foremost for me. So if I'm not being entertained, why am I supporting you in any way?
Yeah.
And so, like, the Astros 5 years ago, not entertaining at all. I mean, in any way, shape, or form, and yet people are just die. They call them diehards. Well, why would you want to die?
When someone says that, doesn't make
go watch the good teams.
That doesn't make sense. We cheer for the team and the city, not always the players. And I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's
what he's saying.
I'm different than that.
Sense. Yeah.
I like LeBron James. I love watching LeBron James play. When LeBron James wasn't in Cleveland, you think I wanted to watch Cavs games? No, I didn't care about the Cavs when LeBron wasn't there.
It's hard to miss a game when he's there. It was hard to
watch a game. Yeah.
You know what? I think I missed 82. I know I missed 82 games this season when Cleveland played for what, 4 years, 5 years, however long it was he was gone. I missed all 82 of their games. I don't know how that happened.
It's amazing how it
happened.
I
did not see one. Take that. I saw the first time Miami played them. I watched that one.
And there's people say, what's wrong with cheering for a jersey? There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm different. And I'm not – so don't come at me with I hate the Rockets, because I don't. Because when I was a kid, I cheered for the Rockets when they had a team that I thought was worth me cheering for.
There's nothing better than being in a city where that team happens to be really good. So, yeah, it would be nice to live in Oakland right now and have the Warriors. It would be nice to live in Boston and have the Patriots. We don't. And so I get this all the time from Texans fans. No, I don't root for them. I would love for them to go 16-0, though.
Right.
And win every game in overtime.
Of course.
Or I'd like them to go 0-16. And lose every game in overtime, because that's a better story than 9-7 when you know you're not going to win anything in the playoffs and you're not entertaining. You're the least entertaining team in the NFL, bar none. I mean, they scored fewer touchdowns than any team ever that's made the playoffs. That's how bad it's been. They've scored fewer points than any team in the league. It scores fewer offensive touchdowns than any team in the league since Bill O'Brien became the coach 3 years ago. Who wants to go and watch that?
Nobody.
And unfortunately, I have
you to. You have to. It's
every
your job.
Week. You guys at home, you can go,
you turn
oh,
off.
This is boring.
I'm done with this.
You're over there with your remote. You're switching to other channels, and you got the red zone going, and you got – and I'm sitting there at Reliant going, damn.
Yeah.
You know, come on, Hoyer. Help a brother out.
Someone asked, do you still think Morey has everybody fooled as far as being a good GM? AJ said this the other day. I did say that, and I still believe it. Y'all we haven't seen if this works. That's the thing. Y'all like, oh, Daryl Morey's a genius. Look what he's done. He hasn't done anything. The guy's never won a thing.
Never.
About a year ago at this time, y'all were bragging about Rick Smith having went out and got the quarterback. You know,
yeah.
John Elway wanted him. He must be really good.
And if you're saying that, do I still think he's got everybody fooled? You're probably the same guy that was fooled when Dwight Howard came to Houston. And you thought, oh, man, D12, baby, it's on. And guess what? Daryl Morey fooled you with that nonsense. He fooled you into thinking he had something together. You were a sucker then, and you're probably going to be a sucker now.
Now, see, I give Morey more credit than that, except he did run that same game when they brought Trevor Ariza in.
Yes!
I was like, no, dude, it don't work like that. And I had an argument one time when he was saying, I never said that. I went back and found the tape. I was like, oh, yeah, you did. So, yeah. But one thing he has always said, and he hasn't been bashful about it. He hadn't been, like, off the record. He's like, he studied all the champions, and champions have superstar players. That's just the way this works. And if you don't have superstar players, you're most likely not going to be a champion. You need to add superstars. The Rockets added a superstar today.
Houston may be one of the top sports cities at the moment. Rockets had the third best record, are making blockbuster moves. The Texans are a good team, just drafted a young quarterback to inspire hope, and the Astros are young, hungry, and have the best record in the league. Come back to me with that take as soon as there's a championship hanging up somewhere around here. Then we can talk about them being a great sports city.
See, you act like they have parades every year for championships or something. You know, like, I mean, they don't just throw a parade.
No, they do. When you win one, they throw a parade.
Every year?
I mean, not every year in every city, but in the city that wins one, there is a parade.
So there's the NBA parade every year?
There is one.
And the NFL, they
do the same thing. And baseball. So you can't really be a top sports city if most of the audience doesn't remember a parade. Like, that Rockets parade... They were doing that with, like, Fred Flintstone cars. That was foot-powered vehicles.
When they signed Dwight,
they threw a
parade.
There
was a parade.
That's true.
There was a big rally outside Toyota.
That's true.
Moses and Ralph Sampson, a dream came, and it was a big...
You got me there.
It was a celebration.
Houston is the best off-season sports city in the country. All right, we'll be back to Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the show. We promised we'd let you guys get in. You've been holding faithfully. Indeed. Wow. You guys don't have jobs, do you? Let's go ahead and run through some of your phone calls and get some of the interesting takes from you, the fans. A.J. likes dogging y'all. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and go Boston top sports cities right now. I did some math during the break. Mm. Last 10 years, the four major sports, they've got 7 championships in that town.
No,
including one from each of the four sports.
If you go back a few more years than that.
Oh, you could get more. Yeah,
you know, if Google this.
That's leaving out two Patriots Super Bowls from the current regime.
Yeah, but there was this kid at one of the parades in the last 3 years, not this year, but at least 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, kid at one of those parades, and he's like, I'm 12 years old, and this is my 10th parade or something like that. It was just wrong. I was like, people in Houston have managed 2 parades, and some of us were dumb enough to go, man, I'm not going there. It's hot. You know, I'll catch the next one.
No, you won't. You'll be dead, bro.
We've had more welcome home losing parties than parades. You know, the back-to-back love you blue parties at the Astrodome. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Sports to us.
Hello?
Hello.
You're there. Start talking.
Oh, well, I got a little a little caveat to the whole CP3 thing.
All right.
So we hear that they're trying to court Carmelo, right?
I mean, he amongst other guys, but his name's been mentioned, yes.
Okay, so what if this pays off next year when you got Chris Paul, James Harden, and if you can pull out a Carmelo this year, and LeBron's a free agent. He always wanted to play with CP3.
Okay. Well, this is a ridiculous conversation now.
Let him.
Okay.
No, it's not as ridiculous as you think.
You know why it's ridiculous?
It ain't going to happen.
You know why it's ridiculous? Because Chris Paul just got that money and before he got traded. That's why he took the trade instead of, you know, he signed with the Clippers and then got traded so he could max out what money he was getting.
No.
Okay.
No. He's giving some money away.
Okay.
To do this. Yeah. He's giving some money away. But no, it's relatively ridiculous. But there is they have talked openly about playing together in their final days.
Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, and LeBron James.
Right. So they've talked about and Dwayne Wade. So what he's saying is, well, hell, if two of them are already here, this is as good a spot for them to be as any. It ain't going to happen. Happening. But if they were going to do it, they would be halfway home. If that's the case, I don't imagine that'll be happening either. Ian, you're on the Blitz. Start talking.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, who cares if those guys want to play together when they're 37? They're not going to be competitive. My beef is Pat Beverly still to this day on his way out of Houston gets no respect. Fowler used to say this guy is not an NBA point guard. Just 10 minutes ago, he said they're giving up nothing for CP. They're giving up a guy who on numerous nights was the best player on the team in the regular season and in the playoffs. Underrated offensive efficiency.
No.
And when everyone else was inconsistent in the playoffs, Pat showed up to play every night.
No.
Let's set the record straight.
Let me ask you a question.
I know you love Pat, but no.
Where did Pat Beverly rank on last year's Rockets team? How many players, like what was he the second best, third best, fourth best player? What would you say? Did we lose that caller?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I know you love Pat. But no.
Pat Beverly was not
the best player on the court. On any night James Harden was alive.
Listen,
now, and he may have played better on a particular night, but that doesn't make all that.
Here's what I will say about Pat Beverly. I feel like, and you can disagree with me if you want, I feel like Pat Beverly on a team of guys who don't always give the best effort, Pat Beverly is a guy whose effort you never have to question.
Yeah, but ability. So the when they played Oklahoma City and lost in game 3 and he scored 1 point, that effort meant what? He's 0-6 from the field.
It didn't mean much.
Effort my ass. You know, that whoopie darn do. And effort is overblown because people turn you're a crappy player and you seem to be playing above your head as effort. Or people turn that, look at him dive after that ball that just went out of bounds. You know what happened? The ball went out of bounds.
It went out of bounds, yeah.
Your dive didn't do a damn thing. It just looks good because it looks like you're hustling. Where another guy goes, well, I can't get that. That's out. No need in wasting that energy diving on for a ball that I can't get to. And so I don't think you can measure effort. Now, of course, there are times where you can measure a complete lack of effort, but don't act like other guys didn't play hard. I mean, Trevor Ariza plays hard. Trevor Ariza gives all effort. He puts it out there. Pat Beverly is not a star player, people. He has a great story. He's a guy that's played all over the world to try to eventually make it to the NBA. Love him to death. He is an underdog of underdogs, but he's not a great player. Period. He's just not and never will be. What were you saying, John?
Ah, you're saying I got to clean up this mess. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. That's who's going to help me do it. You see what I did there? You like that?
they put in full effort, right?
That's true. They do put in full effort all the time. And the other guys, they're leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them. That's not the case with dirt-free. Get a hedge against allergies by getting your carpets, your tile floors, your upholstery cleaned by dirt-free carpet. Call dirt-free carpet cleaning 281-DIRT-FREE and go chemical-free with dirt-free. Right now, They clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpet's going to be fresh, deep cleaned, without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do that one room of carpet for free with any purchase, plus a free speed dry just for calling now. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Catch your back to back, catch your cracks in black.
There was a snitch on the block, getting the knock. So hold your step. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.